your father with it?
Yes. Well, no, my daddy was born in White County.
Oh, in White County.
Yes, I like to forgot. Now, that's down close to in Bowdoin or somewhere down in there. I don't know where.
Yeah, I can't remember where that is.
Well, it's in White County.
Mm-hmm. And so your mother went to school here then?
Yes.
Did she go to this Valley Springs Academy? Did
mm-hmm.
they have it then?
Yes, they had it from the primary grades up. Well, there was no limit. You could just keep
mm-hmm.
on going.
Mm-hmm. And did your father, did he come here when he was young, or did he grow
yes.
up in White County? He grew up here.
Well, he grew up in White County, and
oh,
he came
did.
Here after he, oh, you'd say young manhood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he went to school there in White County.
Well, he went to school more in Valley Springs than he did down there.
Oh, he
mm-hmm.
did. So he went to the same academy too?
Mm-hmm.
You really go a long ways back with that
yes.
academy.
And he, after he got his education, he completed his course
uh-huh.
while he taught school.
Oh,
while.
He did.
He's teaching school when my mother was going to school down here,
oh.
and then they married,
mm-hmm.
and she never did get very high in school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she went to school to him after they married.
Oh, she did? Yeah. Oh, well, that's really nice. So was she was really his student and his wife at
yes.
the same time.
And if she didn't mind, if she is laughing or
uh-huh.
talking during book,
uh-huh.
why, he'd come back and thump her over
oh,
the head just like he
just
did.
Just like anybody.
Hit her over the head with a pencil.
He did. Oh, that's funny. Nah, that would really be an unusual situation. Well, what about your mother's parents?
Well, they lived down here below us, about a mile from here. He had a big farm down
oh,
there.
So they were from
and
Boone County, too?
Yes.
Were they born in Boone County, too?
I imagine they were. I don't know if I...
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure they were.
They lived there during the Civil War.
Yes,
oh, they
was
did.
There. Well, him and my grandmother lived on their place during the Civil War.
Mm.
And he hid in an old cave up there on the place
oh.
during the war. And she had...
His cave was in Clint's mother's place. The
oh,
place.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And my grandmother would cook and carry food. And it was awful cold and the snow was deep. And she had weighed that snow and take a broom she had made out of buckberries or something, buckberry bushes. And she had sweep the tracks out so the bushwhackers
oh.
couldn't
wouldn't
track her.
Kill him,
oh.
And she fed him that away for several days. I don't say how many.
Well, were the bushwhackers?
Well, they'd come in to get what you had.
Oh, I see.
And if
yeah.
you had any money or anything like that.
He was on the opposite side in the war.
Yeah.
He was on the Union side?
Yeah, I guess. I don't, I really don't know one side from the other.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But he was on the side that was trying to hold things together. I'll
uh-huh,
say it like
uh-huh,
that.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's
and,
interesting.
And
that was just right down here? Too.
Right down here.
And
happened.
This cave was right on
Clint's
mother's place.
Uh-huh. It's right behind Miss
mm-hmm.
old house back
mm-hmm.
there. You mean we've been taking that down?
Oh, just this last part, just since we were talking about where you lived and
mm-hmm.
I mean where you, what your name and everything, because
mm-hmm.
I wanted to. I'm writing it down, but I also wanted to get a record of it on there in case anything ever happened to.